Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome inside the Rams studio, connected by AT&T. Miles Simmons, J.B. Long, the first ever playoff edition of Rams Report. How did it happen on Sunday?
It was weird, JB. I mean, you know, you go through the entire afternoon basically thinking that the Rams are going to play Carolina as the 4 and 5 seeds, but then Jameis Winston happens down in Tampa Bay, and they end up defeating the New Orleans Saints with a really nice 95-yard drive there, 39-yard touchdown pass, and so now we've got the Rams as the number 3 seed, and they will take on the number 6 Falcons at the Coliseum.
And going into yesterday against the 49ers, the argument for playing your frontline players was to clinch that 3 seed so that if the bracket played out in your favor, you might have a chance to host an NFC Championship game. Turns out, without having to play Gurley, Goff, Aaron Donald, they got that done anyway.
Yeah, you know what's funny is that Sean McVay has seemed to press all the right buttons on this team all year. And just by resting those starters, I think the Rams are going to have a good chance to be really healthy going into next week. And even though you rested the starters, and yes, the Rams lost to the 49ers, you still kind of had that same ideal outcome where you locked up the number 3 seed, and if things continue to go really well in the playoffs, hey, maybe you might have a chance to host that NFC Championship game.
Some have already said that the Falcons are the toughest draw in the wild card round. They were the defending NFC champions. They led the league in scoring last year, but this year's group a little bit different, especially on offense.
Yeah, well, we know that Kyle Shanahan, the former offensive coordinator of the Falcons, is now with the San Francisco 49ers, had a chance to see the kind of offensive mind he is yesterday, but they've still got those really explosive players. I mean, they have scored 200 fewer points this year, the Atlanta Falcons, but when you're talking about a guy who was the MVP of the league last year, Matt Ryan, he's got weapons all over the place. Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, Mohamed Sanu, and of course, Julio Jones, arguably the best wide receiver in the league.
Big day for Tremaine Johnson coming?
Absolutely, and it was funny, we asked him about that last night right after the game, and he said, hey, it's the best challenge in the league, you know, you've got to love it. He said that Julio Jones, of course, one of the best in the league at wide receiver, but Trew Johnson, very confident in himself, said, I'm one of the best corners in the league, too.
I will say the Falcons' defense much improved. They're a consensus top 10 group. They do have some injury concern going into the playoff round, and they have to deal with McVay, with Goff, and this year's scoring champion, the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, it's really funny to talk about the fact that you have a team that went from number 32 in scoring. JB, you remember how many games last year the Rams couldn't even score more than 10 points.
I remember now, a few.
Yeah, a few of them, right? But now you've got a team that scored 30 points per game, and they're number one in the league in scoring. Only the second time in NFL history that's happened, the first since 1965.
There have been a lot of reasons for it. The addition of a left tackle, a center, plenty of weapons, but I think it's all been constructed around Todd Gurley, number one in the NFL in many offensive categories. Even though he didn't play Week 17, can he still win the MVP?
I think he should. And I think that there's a really good argument for it. Look, I mean, Todd Gurley has just about 2,100 yards from scrimmage. He's got 19 touchdowns, 13 rushing touchdowns. All of those numbers lead the league right now for him. And I think when you're talking about just a player that has been so instrumental in everything that the Rams have done, especially down the stretch in December, when you need your best players to be at their best, that was Todd Gurley. And I think if there is an argument for him to be the most valuable player of the National Football League, that's it.
Meanwhile, the quarterback Jared Goff also takes Week 17 off. Many thought that Matt Ryan was the comp for him coming out of college, and lo and behold, his first playoff start comes this weekend in primetime at the Coliseum against Matty Ice.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun matchup to see, and I think when you talk about all the progress Jared Goff has made, it kind of starts with the coaching staff and how they've put him in such good position to succeed, but you're also talking about a guy that had to do a lot to just execute those plays. Coaches talk about this all the time. You know, you can put the guys in position to execute, but if they don't do it, well, then you're not going to have the type of season that you're talking about with the Rams right now. So I think Jared Goff, the way that he has gotten over 25 touchdowns and only 7 interceptions, that is to be really commended.
Hope you'll join us at the Coliseum, therams.com/playoffs, where you can get your tickets. Miles, not bad for a first edition of a playoff episode of the Rams Report. Let's do it again next week, should we?
I love it.
All right, have a great new year.